Here I'd like to discuss the chapter Matter, Energy, and Life. You need to be sure that you understand most of these concepts. Many of them are reviews of things that you should have learned in the past. Ecology is a study of a relationship between organisms and their environment. It involves investigating how organisms acquire and use energy, nutrients, and water from their environment. Required conditions for life include chemical elements available in liquid water and moderate temperatures. Matter, the substance of which all things are made, is not created or destroyed under normal circumstances. It is recycled endlessly through organisms and their environment. This principle is a principle of conservation of matter. Elements are identified by their atomic number, the number of protons in their nuclei. Atoms can have variable numbers of neutrons, called isotopes, or electrons, called ions. Four elements, oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen, make up more than 96% of most living things. Acids are substances that readily release hydrogen ions in solution. Bases are substances that readily bond with hydrogen atoms. Acids and bases play important roles in life processes, and they are common sources of environmental problems, such as acid mine drainage buffers. Substances that absorb or release hydrogen ions neutralize acids and bases. Ions, ionic or covalent bonds, join atoms to produce compounds or molecules. Breaking bonds release energy, including that used in living cells. Water's remarkable properties make it both a medium for life processes and a key factor in our global climate. Four major classes of organic compounds, hydrogen, hydrocarbons, carbohydrates, proteins, and nucleic acids, provide structure, function, and energy for cells. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, as stated by the first law of thermodynamics, but it is constantly degraded to less useful forms. Entropy increases as it is used. This is the second law of thermodynamics. Photosynthesis is the conversion of solar energy to chemical bonds in organic molecules using carbon dioxide from air and water. Chlorophyll, the green pigment in plants, provides the energy for nearly all living things on Earth. Photosynthesis involves a complex series of reactions, some light-dependent and others not dependent on light. Cellular respiration is a process of breaking down organic molecules to release energy. Species are often, but not always, defined as all organisms that can breed and produce fertile offspring in nature. A population is all the members of a species that live in an area, and a biological community comprises all of the populations in an area. An ecosystem is a biological community and its physical environment. Ecosystems are generally open systems. They exchange matter and energy with their surroundings. Energy and nutrients flow through the food web or trophic levels in an ecosystem. Productivity is a measure of how rapidly an ecosystem accumulates biomass or biological material. Organisms in a food web can be identified as primary producers or consumers. They can also be identified as herbivores, carnivores, omnivores, scavengers, detritivores, and decomposers. The concept of ecological pyramids is that there are more individuals and more biomass at lower trophic levels than at higher trophic levels. Materials such as water, carbon, nitrogen, sulfur, and phosphorus also cycle through organisms and their environment. Substances are stored in rocks, air, water, and living things for varying lengths of time. One of the major impacts of humans on our environment has been to alter the rate of material cycling.